The Big Rick Podcast. The best of the biggest interviews from Big Rick in the Morning on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See more info now at onairwithrick.com.
All right, is this Dean Pritchard?
It is, sir.
It's good to have you on the show, man.
Good to be here. Thank you for mentioning Dean Pritchard, that poor guy.
I got to ask you, I've watched you in Entourage and some other shows, but I'm telling you, Old School is probably one of my favorite all-time movies. Does it feel like it was that long ago since you filmed that movie?
Time is a very strange thing, especially now, as you know. So it doesn't at all. It feels like yesterday that Todd Phillips, who wrote and directed it, who you also know, he put together The Joker and is kind of a genius. And I remember meeting with him and saying, you know, God, there's so many great roles. What about this one? He said, oh, that's Vince Vaughn. That one's Will Ferrell. You know, the only one left was the Dean, as you mentioned, Dean Pritchard. And I said, well, listen, I mean, I'm not just saying this. I knew it would be a great movie. It was so funny on the page. And he said, you can't play this guy. This guy's a nerd. He said, you don't feel like this guy at all. And that's what's great about acting is you get to explore all these roles and different sides that you may not be, but that you can kind of somehow access. And that's what this is all about. And watch this transition. That's what My Dad's Christmas Date is all about for me, because I get to play a real human being who is experiencing loss, trying to connect with his daughter. And then she knows that, you know, my wife she's died, and her mother, and I'm lonely and I'm obsessed with work. And so she signs me up for some online dating that I have no idea about, and suddenly I'm on a date, unbeknownst to me, and hilarity ensues.
You know, the reason why you're one of my favorite actors is I can just tell with your acting, you improvise, and you do it really well in a movie like Old School or the new Christmas movie that you're in right now. How did you get through that movie without improvising? Because it doesn't seem like it was so much written to a T. You guys really had to work together well and improvise a lot of those scenes.
Well, thank you very much. That's the goal as actors is to try to make it all look like it's improvised.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought that, you know, that I improvised most of my character, Ari Gold and Entourage. And the reality is it was written by Doug Allen, every word. And so you have to make it look and feel improvisational. And then, you know, every once in a while, I'll throw in like a little "let's hug it out, bitch," or something like that, and my improvs will make it in.
Yeah.
And certainly, Todd Phillips encourages improv and does a brilliant job at it, and did with Old School and The Joker and stuff like that. But with my dad's Christmas date, they were so kind. It was all written and great, but they were so kind to let me open it up and infuse even more comedy in there. And I was working with the great Jolie Richardson in that. And she's a classically trained actress. And she said this will sound very pretentious, but she said it was kind of like doing jazz. And that's what it can be at times when you're all in it together and you're trusting each other. And just like this conversation, you don't know where it's going to go. So that's when you create these moments on screen that are, you know, hopefully kind of magical.
So speaking of hug it out, how has COVID-19 affected you with hugging it out?
There you go. I like that transition. It's the time of let's not hug it out. you know, I really miss traffic. I miss guys coming up and punching me and saying I'm a douchebag because of you. Oh, wait, no, I don't. Sorry. no, this is these have been incredibly you get a sense we've all never been closer and connected because we're all in it together, you know, and I think there was a time when, we didn't feel that way, and we weren't necessarily, there wasn't this thread that now connects us. And here we are, we're in this moment of uncertainty, all of us. We don't know where our next job is. We don't know what's going to happen. And yet when we go in public, people, you know, they think because they're 6 feet away from us, they can do a FaceTime or do any type of a call where they're screaming at the top of their lungs and we can't hear them. So it's very surreal. People don't realize they're in public.
Yeah.
And they're talking, you know, they're screaming about getting a Brazilian wax because they've been in too long, and you can hear every word they're saying. So it's a very interesting, funny, and surreal time right now.
So I've got Jeremy Piven on the line right now. I wanted to tell you real quick, my son is named after a drummer, Carter Beauford from the Dave Matthews Band. So that's who we named him after. And I hear that you're a really good drummer.
I wouldn't say that I'm a really good drummer. I would say that I am viciously mediocre and serviceable to a professional drummer. That's what I would sound like. And to a civilian, I can stay in the pocket and I can follow and be present with anyone during any song, but I just haven't logged the hours, so I appreciate real musicians. But I do have a drum kit in my home, and I play whenever I can.
Who would you drum with? Who is like the bucket list for you, like as far as a band or an artist is concerned?
Well, I mean, they're the great Ginger Baker, who died recently, is one of the best drummers of all time. I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, there are guys I think that are even underrated, like Larry Mullins Jr., mm-hmm. who plays, he's the drummer for U2, there's so many beats, that we hear and we immediately go, oh my God, yeah, that's Sunday Bloody Sunday. And Larry's just been under the radar, and yet a rock star for many, many decades. So God, it goes on. Stuart Copeland from The Police. There's so many of them.
So I've got Jeremy Piven on the line. I know we're running out of time. I saw that last year you did some stand-up comedy here in Indianapolis. What's your favorite thing about Indy when you visit it?
Pat McPhee is the former punter from the Colts,
mm-hmm.
who is now apparently taking over the universe with his razor-sharp wit.
How is he doing that, by the way? Because Pat is I'm telling you, I've met Pat a couple of times, funny as heck, but man, he is building an empire, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he comes by it honestly. He's just really funny and genuine, and he's a good guy. And he's crushing it. And we just have to get out of the way and clear the lane while he just rips up the paint. We're just playing cameos in his world. That's all we can do, buddy. I was there doing stand-up. I loved it. I had the time of my life. And that's when I got to meet Pat. And we're at a time right now where between this election and everything else, we don't know what's next. It's like an uncertainty festival. So I got this Christmas movie coming out that's funny and edgy and heartwarming, and it's the first of the holiday season. So it's out today on demand and in movie theaters, and you can grab it on iTunes and various platforms, and I'm proud of it.
I can't wait to see it. I'm going to go check it out tonight because I have nothing else to do this weekend. And quite frankly, I'd love to see you on TV anyway. So, Jeremy Piven, I know you're out of time. Thanks for joining us, bud. Hopefully we'll talk to you again in the future.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for listening to the Big Rick Podcast. Remember to subscribe on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See exclusive video interviews and content now with the Big Rick in the Morning YouTube channel. Subscribe now at onairwithrick.com.